is a very good Hadron Aloch on Hilchus Kibud Aveim, which we were doing for the last, I don't know, 2 months. Manal, how long are we learning Hilchus Kibud Aveim? 2 months? Whatever, since a good, this Pasuk is a good Hadron Aloch on Kibud Aveim. The Pasuk is all really very short. It's 6 words. It says, B'ni, im yifatuch chatoim al toivei. Interesting lashon. But the lashon that Shlomo Melech uses here is, if sinners, yifatuch, they try to convince you. Yifata, oinus u'mefate. Right? Oinus is somebody's ma'anis a woman, mefate is somebody who's convinces a woman. So he's basically saying, al toivei, meaning don't listen to them. Don't listen to them. That's his lashon. The Gaon. Now, L'chaira, it's Aleph Beis, what Shlomo Melech is saying. What's he saying? If sinners come over to you, simple means, if sinners come over to you to try to convince you to do some sinful behavior, don't listen to them. That's like Shkoich, you don't need Shlomo Melech. That's Aleph Beis. Whether you do that or not is a different child. But everybody knows it's the wrong thing. Right. If sinners come to convince you to do something bad, I'll tell you they don't listen to them. So the Gaon right away makes an adjustment. He says, don't think that Shlomo HaMelech is talking about mamish chatoim. Right? A criminal comes over to you and he tries to convince you to do a criminal or a terrible thing. No. He says, the word chatoim doesn't necessarily mean a sin, a chet. The word chet also comes from the lashon of empty. This people don't realize, it's quite fascinating, that the word chet, we always look at the word chet as something terrible, right? Chet, chotosi, avisi, pashati. That's how we look at the word chet. But really, the word chet alone could also mean empty. And maybe that's really its main meaning. V'chite es habayis. Right? Empty. The word yifte levavchem that we say in Krishna, right? Twice a day. We say that pen yifte levavchem v'saltem v'avadtem Elohim achirim. That's like the worst avera, avodah zarah. Right? So the word yifta over there, also most people explain, yifta means from going away, from straying. Yifta levavach, your heart will stray away. But there's a simple interpretation that yifta means empty. Pen yifta levavach, your heart will turn empty, and then the v'saltem v'avadtem Elohim achirim. So the Gaon says on this pasuk in Mishlei, says the following. He says the word chatoim doesn't mean sinners. Doesn't mean sinners. He says chatoim loshen chaserim. That's his loshen. He says the word chatoim means empty people. Empty. They're missing. They're lacking. That's what the Gaon says chatoim. So now we understand. Chatoim are not coming with some major plans. They're terrible sinners. They're criminals. Just empty people. Don't listen to them. Okay. That's the Gaon's pshat. So then we understand why we need Shlomo HaMelech to tell us that. We need a Pesach Chacham to tell us that empty people is not good. Don't hang out with empty people. It's not good. But then the Hemshech doesn't make sense. Because the next pasuk says what they're telling you. And it goes through terrible crimes. What these Yim Yemru Lachoi Tonu Nerva Ladam Nitzpina Ladam Noki. He talks about the worst of errors. It sounds like he's talking about murder. So how does the Gaon fit here? The Gaon's explaining to us the pasuk, right? Pasuk Yud Makes sense. Pini im yifatu chatoim al tova. Al toive. Don't follow them. Chatoim doesn't mean terrible things. But don't. Even though it's not terrible. That's the whole point of the goyim. That's Shloim HaMelech's Chiddush. That's Shloim HaMelech's Chiddush. And then he says, Im yoimu l'choi tonu ne'o v'ladam nitzpin aladam noki. So the goyim makes a shtickle adjustment. The Malbim over here makes a shtickle adjustment. He says that it could be that they start with small things. The Malbim says, Avera Gerer Savera. This is what the question is, what is Shlomo HaMelech's main message here? So if the Olam remembers, we started Hilchos Kibbutz Avim, when we started Hilchos Kibbutz Avim, we went through the whole sugya of the difference between Kibbutz Avim of Klal Yisrael and Kibbutz Avim that the whole world holds of. Like the Goy in Ashkelon. The Goy in Ashkelon also did Kibbutz Avim. And we even use him. Doma ben Nesina, we use him as a symbol. See, look what he did. He gave up so much for Kibbutz Avim. So, if the Olam remembers, we brought down many Medrash, many Mamori Chazal, that sometimes even a good deed that a secular person does is not praised. Chesed lumim chatos. It's not praised. Could be a chesed, could be called a chatos. Right? So, I was masber to you a simple idea, and I think this is what's behind our pasuk here. And El Bazai, it's a tremendous lesson. It's a tremendous lesson. Shlomo Melech is giving us a tremendous lesson. Rabbi Chanan Vasserman Zatzal, in one of his letters, one of his many letters, it goes through human characteristics. The DNA of a human being. Right? I'm not talking about scientifically, I'm talking about characteristically. What's a human being's DNA? What's his character DNA? He says the Moir de Gezach, Rabbi Chana. He says the Gevald de Gezach. It's, when you think about it, it has so much emes to it. He says that the emes is certain things we don't realize. Human beings have certain deficiencies. I told this to Rav David Stefanski just yesterday. We were talking about Shoychad. So I told him, I'm worried to get Rimi Gash in Bava Kama. The Rimi Gash says in Bava Kama that Shoychad, simply you learn, Shoychad, bribes, right, is a negative thing. It's a negative thing, right? Meaning, because potentially if a person gives you money, and they're trying to influence you, you're going to do something unjust. Right? What would be if I told you there's a guy, he's such a tzaddik. He's such an unbelievable tzaddik. He could go past the bribe. You could write him out a check for $1 million, and he's still going to judge according to the letter of the law. Say, wow, that guy is special. Now I want to take sheikhat. The Torah says you can't take sheikhat. But such a guy is a miyuchad person. That you could write him out a check for $1 million. He'll cash the check. And he will still not show you any favors. He's going to judge you according to what the right emes is. That's, you'd say that's impressive. Guess what? You're wrong. The Rimi Gash in Bava Kama, the Shita Mukubetzes brings down from Talmidei Rimi Gash. Because the Gemara there says, if a guy did you a favor, you shouldn't be a judge for him. The Rimi Gash says, when Chazal tell us that you shouldn't be a judge for somebody who did you a favor or bribe, it's a lose-lose. He says, if you're going to go and twist the law, you're doing something wrong. You're twisting the law. So then you're wrong. Elamai, he says, what are you going to do? You'll do what's right. He said, where's your car, Satoiv? Where's that cause of time? Meaning, if the bribe won't change you, you have a problem. Say, well, no, I'm above it. There's nothing above it. You're below it, maybe. You're a menuvel. If you could take a bribe from somebody, or somebody does you a huge favor, and then he asks you tomorrow to judge him, and you don't take into account what he did for you, you're a menuvel. That's a human being. That's a human being. The Eibishter is a Kelamuna. The Eibishter could be a Tzidkis. But Malkum says, Kosa, Hashem, Yesh, do you know? The Eibishter could manage the whole thing. A human being has deficiencies. And that's the Metzias. It's part of our Maila. Hashem gave us deficiencies. Part of our Maila. When a human being was created, it doesn't say Kitoiv. It doesn't say Kitoiv. It says Kitoiv on everything. A cockroach got Kitoiv. Right? Every creation got a Kitoiv. Human being didn't get a Kitoiv. It's pshat. Ramami Pala says. Because everything else is created complete. It doesn't really have a chance to ruin anything. Or to make any significant changes. So it's Kitoiv the way it is. It's Kitoiv. Human being, you have to make the Kitoiv. That's our Maila. That's cool for the Maila we have. Says Rabbi Chanan, Chazal tell us that Adam HaRishon was created from all the animals. Hashem created Adam HaRishon with the DNA of all the animals. And as I've told you many times, in the world of science, they've slowly learned that there's almost a piece of a human being in everything. As they're doing research. The government paid a couple of $1 million to do research on mice on a treadmill. They just uncovered it recently. One of the senators, his job is to show waste in government. Right? And now with Democrats, forget about it. See, he did some research. So he unveiled certain, you look at some of the programs that the government, they have a couple of $1 million program. They're doing research on mice on a treadmill. How they react to this, in and out. They're not even tracking it yet. Who knows? Maybe durch them, there'll be some kind of verwaist. Who knows? So every Hashem created human being, we have a tev of everything. Says Rabbi Chanan, that means that the most vicious animal in the jungle is in a human being too. Hashem created us with the DNA of everything. That means that the most vicious animal that you would be scared for your life to meet up with is here somewhere. Because Hashem created us with all of these things. And we are a tikkun, we perfect it by elevating ourselves. We have a Torah. Says Rabbi Chanan, without guidance, then you're a chayra. You're a chayra. There's no bottom. There's no bottom to the pit. Without guidance, whether you're a goy and you believe in Shiva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach, whatever you, without a guidance, you're a chayra. Every chayra is there. That's the Metzias Adam. That means that even when a person does chesed, if they don't have guidance, the chesed is also could be a manipulation. They've recently done a study in psychology, and they found that some of the most narcissistic people, it's a sickness. A narcissist is a sickness. A person who's a narcissist means they're living in their own world. Everything is about them. Everything's about them. But they found that two things. Number one, they found that a lot of narcissists do unbelievable things for their kids. Not for their spouse. It's usually Gehenna to live with a narcissist. But for the children, yes. Why? Because their children is them. It's part of them. Meaning, it's not Gehenna, it's me. Right? Whether it's because they look at their kid as extension of them, somebody else made a different study, every person deep down the back of his head feels his kids will take care of him more than his spouse. That's the reason. All the chesed, then they found something else. That a lot of the narcissists, their inner circle of people, think they are the nicest people in the world. It's only the people that cross paths with them that realize. Why is that? For the same reason. Chesed lumim chatas. They're always doing chesed. You know for who? For anybody they think they could get something out of. Anything that they think that they could get something out of, they're ready to do chesed. It's a chayiro. They did a study in the jungle with a certain animals that feed their prey. Could you imagine the calculus of that? They feed their prey because they want to have a gishmaka supper. And the devourer of this doesn't look so gishmak. They feed it. Mamish like a mame. And then when time comes, they eat it. So the feeding, what's the feeding? The feeding looks like chesed. The feeding looks like kindness. It's not kindness. It's a manipulation. It's a manipulation. It's a chayro. Every human being has the ability to be that way. Chas v'shom, Rahman al-Islam. Without guidance. The Torah Kedosha gives us a mitzvah, keep it aveim. Right? Many people have keep it aveim. Keep it aveim selfishly. It's my father. I love my father. I want to do for him. I want him to do for me. It's me. It's about me. That's why the Gemara goes through case after case after case of Amiroyim and Tanoyim that had parents that mamish ruined them. That spat in their faces. And still they were mechabed. What is the Gemara gain by saying this? The Gemara is explaining to you that the kibud av is not coming from it's about me. If it's about me, then if I have a father or a mother, Rahman al-Tzlan, that wasn't there for me, or the opposite, I could manipulate that they're a stare to me, let them go jump in the lake. That was the guy who at the end of his life took his father when he got old and he fed him to his dog. It's a Gemara. Doesn't say in the Gemara he was a bad son. He probably treated his father very nicely. By the time he thought his father has no use anymore, so he killed him. And then he fed him to the dogs. And the Kloisenberger Rebbe Zatzal and Reb Moshe say the same idea. He was such a mushkas, he fed his... Doesn't say he killed his father when his father was 50. His father got very old. What do they call it? Mercy killing. He killed him. Doctor, remember they had the suicide doctor. Dr. Kevorkian, whatever his name was. From Detroit. Right? Reb Yoel from your hometown. Not your hometown, but your whatever, one of your makimas. Mercy killing. So this guy killed his father. It sounds from the Gemara like, okay, he was misguided, Nebuch. But then he fed his father to his dog. Sounds like he's a monster. He's a monster. Dr. Kloisim, he's not a monster. Everything in the world is for Olam Hazeh. So as long as his father was productive, you keep him here. Once his father has no use, he killed him. Because that's what makes sense. And everything made sense. And now that his father's carcass is sitting there, like this, so he has a choice. He could bury it in the ground. What use does that have? Costs money to buy a plot. He'll put a matzev on top of it also, it's not, it's even more money. And what happens? The body just is under the ground, the king is a gomish. Could take, so 200 pounds of meat. Give it to the dog. The dog still has a tachlis here. This is my canine. I need this dog. He had a question begin up. There was a purpose. The guy already would convince himself it's a tachlis. Do you know how many people cremate their parents? Rahman al-Islam? And they do it for the environment. There's a whole new movement. Forget the other movements. There's a new movement, not a religious reason. Some do it for religious reasons. There's a new movement today. You burn your parents after they die for the benefit of the environment. You're an environmentalist. You're not a monster. You're an environmentalist. That's all what Rabbi Chanan is saying. We all have that. We all have that ability. That's why, without guidance, keeping our aim. If you're keeping our aim is with guidance, then there's no level where you're not going to be a good child. Because you're being mechabed your parent, not because it's good for you, because you like it, it makes you feel good about yourself. It's what you can. Nothing to do with that. It's all what's the right thing. That's the chiluk between keep it out of aim of Yisrael and keep it out of aim of somebody who has no guidance at all. And that's why today I deal with therapists all the time. And in the secular world for sure, it's trickled into our world as well, they'll tell a kid, not healthy for you to have anything to do with your parents. Okay, that's step one. And you can just cut them out completely. Ignore their calls, don't answer them, just treat them like a piece of garbage. Not even abusive. Okay, abusive parent is something else. It's not health, it's not good for you. It gets in the way, doesn't make you feel good about yourself. Yeah? The Rachmanis is that some people, Shem Shabbos, telling this to people. I'm very boring in that way. I say the same thing. By me, there's a third of keep it out of aim. Keep it out of aim. Now again, a person has an abusive parent, you don't go into the Arib b'chfif ha'achas. Right? If they're not, if your father has a torture room, don't go into the house to get tortured. But just keep it out of aim. It's different. It's not about you. It's not about you. Chesed is not about you. That's what the Gemara says. It's a bigger mitzvah to do chesed with somebody you don't like. It's more pure. Somebody you like who does you favors, that chesed is nice. It's definitely nice. But it's also shtickle selfish too. If you look into your chesed, you'll see exactly what I'm saying. The real chesed is yen and nudge that gets under your skin. That's the real chesed. The other thing is also chesed. Everything's nice. Chesed is good. Chesed is good. It has to. So that's the Yisoid. The Yisoid is that the Teva Adam, if it's misguided, there's no bottom. There's no bottom. Misguided, there's no bottom to the pit. Why? Because we always say, we're human, we're not behemoths. It's not true. See, that's not true. That's not true. That's false. A mensch is a mensch. I mentioned this can mensch. A mensch is a behemoth. It's better in Yiddish. A person is a behemoth. Er kann sich machen a mensch. You could make yourself into a mensch, but you could easily act like a behemoth. And I could tell you in the last 30 years, I've seen a lot of meiser behemoths. A lot of meiser behemoths. A guy, while he's married, could take care of his wife. While he's going through a divorce, his wife is a piece of his. Is worse than the cat in the garbage pail. Well, what happened to his man? I thought he's a mensch. Terence says he's a mensch when he feels like being a mensch. He doesn't feel like being a mensch. He's a behemoth. He's worse than the worst behemoth. That's the mitzvah. Misguidance. Chazal say the guy who did chesed with his grusha, his koyach atzula was more than anybody. Because he had a koyach. One of the tanoim pulled him out. They needed rain. They pulled this guy out. He should daven for rain more than all the tanoim. Nobody knew what's going on. The guy davened, all of a sudden started raining. So the Tana asked him, tell everybody, I want you to tell everybody. So I don't know, I'm a plain guy. He says, tell me what your gulushin. He gave him the whole story. How he was mischassid with his gulushin. That was real chesed. Could be the guy when he was a husband, he did a better job. Doesn't matter. The chesed was what he did then. That's the insight. Shlomo HaMelech says, don't think that a human being could be empty. Empty means parva. I'll hang out with the parva people. That's all. I don't like these frumis get under my skin. They're boring. I'm not going to hang out with drug addicts. But I'll hang out with people that are just, you know. A lot of guys have told me over the years, I have one guy that I like to learn with. I have another guy I like to hang out with. Not necessarily the guy that I love, but the guy I enjoy to hang out with. It's not geschmack. And I understand, there's no mitzvah to hang out with somebody who's not geschmack. There's no such a mitzvah. But, don't think that a human being could be empty. Pen yiftel avavchem, v'saltem v'avartem elohim acher. Says Shlomo HaMelech, b'ni, Im yifatuch chatoim. If chatoim zoktigoyin means empty people, they convince you, come join us, not to do anything bad, just to be misguided, just empty. Just live a misguided life, just no guidance, just parve. Zok shloim ha-melech, there's no parve. The end will be gezel, ritzich, there's no bara to emptiness. Just like an animal has no bara. You could train an animal could fake it. You all remember, not all of you probably weren't around when I gave the shmooze years ago, when they had the tiger that attacked the trainer. The guy, he mauled him, mamish mauled him. The guy, Baruch Hashem, woke up at the end. He survived. But the tiger ripped him to pieces. When Yenim Meshugin, they woke up, he wanted to know how the cat was. Baruch Hashem, they shot the cat. The cat sounds cute, right? A pussy cat. It wasn't a pussy cat. It was a cat that was much bigger than him. And the cat attacked him in the middle of the show. Not attacked him. Mauled him, mamish. He was gone. He was... Three-quarters no ilum emes. So what I found astounding is that everybody was clearing, right? Not everybody, I shouldn't say everybody. Many were analyzing, why did the tiger attack him? Doesn't make sense. And all crazy things they were saying. Maybe he didn't look at it right. Maybe this, maybe he was... looking for svaras, like you would look for a guy, why he's not having a shvachas man. Why does our smother go down a shtickle? By me, I said, I don't understand. The tiger was a tiger! The tiger acted exactly like a tiger acts. The shaila is why the tiger took so long to do that. The tiger, that's a tiger! The trained tigers are acting not like a tiger, they're training a tiger to act human. Good! So you have a kasha, why the tiger all of a sudden acted like a tiger? He's a tiger! I know the first was in the Great Sepel. They had that gorilla that was about to swallow a kid the 2 years ago, or whatever it was. And they killed it. There was a whole movement. Chol Gadol. They shot the gorilla. This gorilla was the size of a Great Sepel. Little kid. He picks up the little kid. He could, in B'liachas, he could have swallowed him without chewing him up. Bola matzah yotzah. He could have swallowed the kid up without chewing him. That's how big he was. The kid looked like a ganze kasha that they shouldn't have shot the gorilla because the gorilla was an able gorilla. Rabbi Say, everybody understands that you don't leave a kid with a gorilla. Even if the gorilla seems to be able. Right? Because an able gorilla is also a gorilla. Does look like my mother. All of us, without guidance, don't have a bottom. Benim yifatu chatoim. Zok to goyim. Chatoim means empty, misguided. Altoive. And then he explains what's going to end up happening. There is no bottom. We are not parva. We're not a parva breed. We're made up of every kol mine dvorim. Baruch Hashem, we have a Torah. And the Torah can take all the koiches and bring it to a good place. But if you don't have guidance, there's nobody. That's the unbelievable lesson. And that's why you see, kibbut aveim of a yid is one type of kibbut aveim. Kibbut aveim is another kibbut. Kibbut aveim of a Jew is lamala mikol. Lamala menakol. Like I told you the ma'aseh with Reb Chaim when we started kibbut aveim. Chaim, the stipler, comes to his house because he thought that the stipler, that Reb Chaim had a back problem because his daughter told him. He thought it was his daughter. He thought that his daughter-in-law told him about Reb Chaim. His daughter-in-law was talking about his other son-in-law. And she said, Chaim had problems with his back. So the stipler right away thought it was Reb Chaim Kadir. So he went to Reb Chaim. He had a special oil that helps for the back. So he came to Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim for Shteitzach is with his Gemara learning. Chaim will come. So the stipler says to go. You go. Today, you guys, what do you want? What do you want from me, Mom? Come. Imagine your mother saying, come into the room. Shoot. What do you want from me? Where? What? So Reb Chaim, the stipler's Reb Chaim, come. So Reb Chaim goes. He says, okay, lie down. He lies down. Picks up his shirt. Takes the oil. Okay, stay like that for a while. He leaves. Stop.
Turned out it wasn't him. He had no problem with his back. So when the story was Nishtalviv, so the Rebbetzin, Rebbetzin Kanievsky said, what's going on? Or whatever, it was the wife of Chaim. So what's going on? He said, the stipend, my father came, he told me to go into the room, I went into the room. Pick up the shirt, put on oil. Then he said, stay there. So I stayed there. Took up Chaim. That's keeping on waiting. No, whatever his chesh was, Chaim thought that his father, he didn't know, but he didn't ask his father the chesh. He figured his father has a chesh. Imagine such a mice. Imagine your parent making a request from you without explaining why. Just a simple thing like that. Your parent asks you for a favor, you say, do you need it now? Why? It's 100 questions. Why does it have to be done now? Even if it makes sense, you have 20 kashas. That's the difference. That's when you have kibbut avein that's guided, it's authentic. When it's kibbut avein that's not guided, it's about you. And if it's about you, it's a whole different parish. It's a different parish. So that's the message. And that's something we have to realize every day of our life. We can't live without guidance. Without guidance, we have kol minei gehenim sholdim. We're made from all the highest. The guidance by us is critical. The biggest mistake we make is we feel we're a mensch. It's not true. I'm a mensch. Not true. Your menschlichkeit comes from Torah. Your menschlichkeit comes from guidance. I always said that's the reason, ran out of time, I always say the reason why the Rambam Menuchas Melachim, he says that in order for a goy to get schar, to be a ben olam habo, the Rambam says a goy that keeps Sheva Mitzvah is a ben olam habo. So Rambam says, Yesh lom chelik lo olam habo. But you know what the Rambam says? The goy has to be a brisker. I don't mean he has to learn a brisk. The Rambam says the goy has to keep the Sheva Mitzvahs b'nei noyach because kach nitztavu b'nei noyach mikedem al yidei Moshe Rabbeinu. How many goyim keep Sheva Mitzvahs like that? Sounds like a brisk girl. Hey, John, why are you keeping Sheva Mitzvahs? B'nei shegoyim mikedem nitztavu al yidei Moshe Rabbeinu. Some Yidden don't think about that when they do a mitzvah. Right? But then the Rambam says, and if he doesn't do it, he says he's not from the Chassidei Umsayilam, and he's not even a Chocham, he's not even smart. Why is the Rambam attacking his intellect? He came up with Sheva Mitzvahs, that's fine. Why is that bad? The Rambam says he's not Chassidei Umsayilam, he's not even a Chocham, because of this Kasha, if you look in the Frankel Rambam, some changed the Gilson. Because why is he not smart? I gave a Pasha Pshat why he's not smart. So anybody that has a problem, right, they join a program. If somebody has an eating problem, they go to a dietitian. They get to a diet program. If somebody has an alcohol problem, they go to a problem. They go to AAA or whatever they go to get rid of their alcohol problem. I want to see your kasha. What are you programmed for? What are you programmed for? If you have an eating problem, you have an eating problem. Stop eating! You're eating too much. I have a program I want to tell all of you. I'm a dietitian. If you have 500 calories a day, you're going to lose weight. Guarantee! I know slow metabolism, all these people, the people that need to lose weight. It's not the food, it's the metabolism. I'm not saying some people have better metabolism, some people have this. You have 500 calories a day and you walk around like a regular person, you will lose weight. I'm ready to put it pixav. You're going to lose weight. Yeah? So what do you need a dietitian for? The Torah says if you don't have a program, it doesn't stay. When I grew up, there was Weight Watchers. That was the pot. Today, nobody's Weight Watchers. I mean, it still exists, but Weight Watchers is a problem. Today, people like all kinds of new things, shakes and drinks and ices and this, you know, bars and whatever, all kinds of new things. But when I grew up, it was Weight Watchers. Every form of vibe was on Weight Watchers. And what was Weight Watchers? Basically had a bunch of foods that said Weight Watchers on it. The oyster of the food was, it was lower calorie than foods that weren't Weight Watchers. And then they used to weigh you in every week. For a lady, when she went to Weight Watchers, she had mamish emes hadin like Yom Kippur. Right? Even though you think about it, who cares? Because if you go to your Weight Watcher program and they weigh you in and you didn't lose, or chas v'shalom, you gained something from last week, they give it to you over the head. What's going on here? Are you Weight Watchers? Are you not Weight Watchers? Decide. You know, it's a game of din. What are you here for? You have a scale. Stop eating and then weigh yourself. The Torah says if you don't have a program, you ain't going to stick to it. Because that's a human being. Just like Wahadu, if a monkey wakes up in the morning with a boich and says, I have to lose weight, how long will that diet last? Till he sees a banana. As soon as he sees a banana, he's off the diet. You know why? Because he's a monkey. No. Who has a liban? Yeah. If the monkey had a bigger monkey that put him on a diet and gave him a patch every time he ate a banana, then he won't eat a banana next time. For sure, if the other monkey's around, when he sees the banana, he's going to look. Is the big monkey around? But he doesn't do mitzvahs from the man. Zok the Rambam. If a guy wakes up and he says, I want to keep shevet mitzvahs b'nayach, not because I'm obligated to, because it makes sense. You know how long that's going to last? Till the next time you see something you want to do. Zok the Rambam, ein yichsirim zayom, va'afilu loy mechachamei. Because it doesn't work. That's what Shlomo HaMelech is saying. You can't live an empty life, parallel. That doesn't work. Either you live a guided life, or chas v'shalom, there's no body. That's the message. And that takes Shlomo HaMelech to tell us that message. It's not as simple.